Good Tuesday evening, everyone. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio, the Double L edition, the last Double L edition for 2012. What's going on in the chat room, Chris? Got people sitting down, ready?
Not much. They're just rolling in. They're doing their thing. You know what I just noticed? I didn't get a notification on the app. Did you?
No, and I got to work. I don't know if we have to do that or what happens with that. So, yeah, I was actually looking at that myself. So, speaking of apps, unless you haven't tuned in the last couple of weeks to any one of our weekly shows, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, you can also catch all of Kayak Fishing Radio on your Android or Apple phone. And with those apps, you can also podcast, you can get back shows, and there's a lot of other information going on there. So hopefully we'll get it all together and be even streaming some videos and stuff through the app. So working good. But anyway, like I said, you can get your apps from the Android. What is that thing? Is Google Play or something? I don't have Android phones, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Patterson is laughing because guess what? He still has a flip phone. He can't even install it. That's the flip in the background.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch in the house with us. What's going on, Patterson?
It's going very, very well, and we're going to miss you guys for that's too long. We're going to Double L withdrawal without you guys being on.
Yeah, it kind of landed really weird this year. Well, I say this year because, you know, a couple things, and that's what we're going to talk about, but I can go right into it right now. So tonight's our last show because next week, Tuesday, this time, will be Christmas Day. So we're obviously going to take a break, and I hope everybody that's listening will be spending time with family and friends, and last thing on our mind will be listening to us run our mouths on a Tuesday night. And then when you know it, 1 week later is New Year's Eve, so hopefully everybody, again, is spending time with who they like to be, but having much better time than listening to a fishing show. So, so this is our last show, but oddly enough, it is almost 1 year to the date since we started this, so it's pretty cool. So we won't have a show next week. The following week on New Year's Eve, we are going to run our very first show. We're going to go back to the archives, as they say, so next day on the first, there will be a show, Ram, but that'll be our first show. So we're just going to do that, just kind of wrap up the year for sure, because I think January 4th of this year was when Chris and I kicked this whole crazy party off. So that's how we're going to finish it off and round it out, or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, it's been crazy. It's been a lot of fun. When Chip and Chris and I all talked about doing this at the beginning, I was like, yeah, I don't know about all this, but pretty amazing to see how far it's come for us and how great it's been. Chip was showing me a lot of the numbers the other night, which numbers don't mean a lot to me when it comes to this stuff, but the numbers he showed us that Chris and I have accumulated in just under a year for total listeners is pretty remarkable for a short amount of time that we've been doing it. And we owe all that to every one of you sitting here tonight listening and downloads. Podcast, all that factors in, and now it's going to be even really cool to see what the apps and all what that does. But I think a lot of people probably miss shows, and that's where your podcast numbers kind of increased as people miss the show so they can download it. So now people are got us on their hip with their phones going. I've had a lot of people saying that it makes it a little easier because they can still tend to the children and the family and have the phone in the background. So pretty cool. So we just got to get you up to speed, Patterson, and get you a phone that's not on a rotary dial.
They still make those?
Honestly, just a sidebar. Here's the problem with mine. My real job is a contractor, a painting contractor. So I constantly drop it, or it gets wet, or it just. So it's just. I mean it. They won't even warranty mine. They won't even sell me a warranty anymore. They're like, no, you've turned in your phone enough. You're done. So, I mean, I just get the cheapest one, and then I break it or lose it or run over it with a forklift or some scaffold thing or something, and then I'm just going to get another one. So I don't even know how to put, like, numbers, people's contacts, which is nice because that way when it breaks, I'm not all disappointed because I've got it all written down somewhere.
Well, I tell you now, with saying that is I used to be the same way, but once you spend that kind of money and get that technology, you kind of treat the phone a little differently. I used to be like that with sunglasses. I used to buy cheap sunglasses, and if I sat on them, oh well. When you start buying a $100, $200 pair of Coke to Del Mar, you treat them a little better. So
that's
a little
that's a, that so. Is a valid point. I guess it's like having a nice paddle versus a, you know, very cheap
exactly.
paddle. Yeah.
You got your old Zipco 33, you don't really pay that much attention to it. You're right. But yeah, it does make it a lot nicer to have everything at your fingertips, Mark. But maybe this coming year when we come down there to Greensboro and hang out, maybe we'll try to get you up to speed a little more. Mark is not our technology guru. He's a great fishing guy. But when it comes to the technology world, you're better off sending up smoke signals or I'll get two cans and a rope and go from Greensboro to here. We'd probably get in touch with you.
That's sad but true. So, speaking of sad, how are you guys doing up there with the cold? Is it like super cold up there now at night and stuff?
Nah, it's close to today, like 70. It's been high 60s and 70s. We're about to have a cold front come through.
Hey, Mark. My Mark.
Which one?
You might want to introduce
yes.
which Mark we're talking to, because Tom Bunderheiden put honey. I said, yeah, that Mark. So which Mark are we talking to?
We're talking to Mark Patterson. You can call him honey. I don't think he'll be a honey.
No, I sent Tom honey. That's where the honey
that's
comes
right.
from. That's right.
The honey Mark. Yeah, honey Mark's on the phone. See that? The guy can, that's right, honey Mark. That's what Tom just wrote. Honey Mark. That's going to be your new nickname.
Honey Mark's
calling in.
Hey, Mark. Tell him where are you currently calling us from?
Greensboro. No, I'm in the tub. She's making fun of me because she said, what's that noise? And it's water because I'm in the tub because it's cold and I hate cold. So I figured I'd be surrounded by water. See, I'll be surrounded by water just like in the kayak when I called in for your last show. So that was my thinking.
See, maybe this would be a great time to talk about the Tickle Me tackle.
Yeah, Tickle Me tackle. I don't think Mark was privy to that, but yeah, we've been once again our crazy chat room. Speaking of chat room, real quick, stay right there, Mark. Don't drown and don't pull the plug on the throat. I don't want to hear the water.
This is why I don't have a nice phone, because I dropped this. It's over.
Well, you're not supposed to take your phone in the bath, knucklehead. Jeez. All right. Let's see who we got with us tonight. We got Mr. Andy Bukowski, Chip Godfather. What's going on? Don. Don hooked us up very well today. If nothing else, talking about getting cold, we will now be warm at our house. Don dropped off a nice bottle of spiced rum. And so if it does get a little chilly, we can warm up a little here at the house. Kevin, Gator Dave, Joe. A whole bunch of people. Mr. Mike Ortega, how's it going, Mike? Probably a little warmer in Florida than it is here. Tommy V, Tommy Jiggers, Yak Chum, Matt, what's up, buddy? Melita. Melita was last week's winner of the Loose Wheel. I don't know if you've gotten that yet. And old Bill. Hey, old Bill, we haven't seen you in a while. How you been, man? Well, we thank all of you. I don't know if you guys are paying attention to the chat room, but Chip put up that number earlier about the 10,000 downloads or whatever you put up there. I saw it go by a little while ago, but that wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for all of you, our great listeners and friends, and we thank you for that, making this first year a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So what else do we got going on? Mark, 2013 is coming. What's your big resolution besides forgetting a phone that came from the 2000 era?
My big resolution actually is to try to win our NCKFA online Angler of the Year tournament. And now that Joey Turtle Stew kicked our butt, Sullivan is no longer eligible, thank goodness. They've really opened up the field, as it were, because he crushed us at the end. It was ridiculous. So that's my resolution.
So everybody down there with NCKFA knows to be gunning for Mark now, because he's going to be full tilt going after the Angler of the Year award, huh?
Yeah, second was nice, and I was very comfortable with that on some fronts, but had to help him load up the pro angler. I was going to take one last picture, but I couldn't focus for the tears. So, tears of joy. Tears of joy.
First loser, right?
First loser, that's right. But the good news is we picked up Polar Bear Coolers. They're our third place sponsor every month now. I don't know, do you guys do the Polar Bear Cooler thing up there? They look like giant.
Yeah, they've been a great sponsor for the TKA tournament, and actually Chris got one 2 years ago, the soft-sided bag.
Yep, that's the one I got.
Yeah.
That's the one we got.
Yeah, that thing is awesome. Yeah, I towed in my beer to the Pirates of Lynn Haven Christmas end-of-the-year party the other night in that bag. Yep,
they can monogram them for you. She can put the double L on them.
Well, this one we got was... What year was that, Chris? 2 years ago. It's got the TK whatever year tournament we got.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, that's monogrammed on it. So.
Yeah. Well, I've been seeing a lot of our members with them, and I was like, "Where? You know, tell me." So they were very kind there. I just wanted to say thanks to them, and that's a great prize.
I go one further with Polar Bear in case anybody listening's got any events coming up and they'd like you to, you know, like to have somebody good to sponsor it. Polar Bear also did our water bottles, and inside the water bottles has the HAL logo. The sticker, the HAL logo is inside the water bottle. So they put it in between the liner and the outside of the bottle. So it's basically the HAL Polar Bear water bottle.
I got to call them back.
Let's shout out to Polar Bear because they've been very good and very great sponsors for TKA. And like I said, anybody out there who's looking for something very nice to have for an event they may have coming up, to get in touch with Polar Bear. Wayne sent them the HAL stickers, and when they assembled the bottles, they put them in there. So you could get your NCKFA. We could probably get some done with Kayak Fishing Radio. Intent chip. Very cool. So
we'll bundle it and get a bigger order and get a better discount then.
So you and I were talking before the show, and actually you were talking a while ago with Chris about, we had a little incident here locally with a couple of kayak anglers, and we were going to talk about that tonight. So maybe we'll roll right through there and see if anybody else wants to call in with their 2013 resolution. And before we go there, Andy, I need you to put that video up in the chat room, you know, the beacon, the glowing video. You need to put that up for everybody to watch tonight and have a little laugh, please. I know you've shared it before, and I know you're listening now, so set it up there, please. But anyway, so we had two kayak anglers who got separated from their kayaks last weekend over here at the Concrete Ships, and Mark was calling in and was asking about the status of all that. And Kayak 73 through the room, he was actually over there when it happened. Luckily, both of them were okay. The one gentleman got back in his kayak, and the other one got separated too far, and I guess the Coast Guard was dispatched and rescued him, but not very cool this time of the year. The water temperatures are really, they're starting to drop. It might not be the air temperature, but that water temperature. So safety, as my wife always says at the end of the show. It's nothing to play around with. So Mark was talking about, I guess you guys occasionally run into the same thing in your neck of the woods, somebody.
It always seems to happen. And like tomorrow here, it's supposed to be, I think, high 60s, low 70s, and as January and February comes in, obviously the water temperature drops even more, and I know 95% of your listeners know this, but just for anybody that doesn't, I mean, and it's easy to do, you dress like Ralphie from A Christmas Story, you know, going out there in the morning, and then by 11 o'clock, you're sweating bullets, and you want to start taking stuff off, and some people just don't put their PFD back on. And then some freak accident happens that in the summer would just be like, oh, look at Bob, he just fell in, you know. And now you fall in and you suck in some of that cold water and you tighten up, and an accident can easily become a tragedy. And sadly, 2 years ago, we lost, I want to say, four kayak anglers in North Carolina, at least, if not more. Last winter was a very warm winter, and we didn't, to my knowledge, have that many accidents like that. But I think in every case, they didn't have their PFDs on, and they couldn't get back in their kayak, which, again, you know, I know it's Christmas, I don't want to bring anybody down, but it is worth taking a safety class and just learning how to get back in your kayak. And once your hands get cold, it's hard to do.
No, you're definitely right about that. I was listening to you, but at the same time, my cardinal rule of not reading the chat room was just broke because I don't know what's going on in there now. They have done let loose on us already. So hopefully somebody was listening tonight. But yeah, right now Tom Vanderheiden apparently has messed up his birth control medication or something. Whoa. All right, so we got you down for winning NCKFA Tournament Angler of the Year. That's a done deal for 2013, so we can move on. We'll go ahead and get the trophies all drawn up, and we'll see what happens with that. I know somebody else has got to have some resolution for us. We had a great year, though, so you guys chime in. Somebody give us a shout, call us if you want, or tap up your instead of the crazy knucklehead stuff.
Well, what about you? What's yours? I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, is yours to... I mean, what's left for the double L to do? I mean, what could possibly...
Sky's the limit over here, buddy. The sky is the limit. We can keep on keeping on. Well, I know that one of the things Chris and I have always talked about, and we're finally looks like we're starting out the year doing it, is traveling more and trying to do a little more fishing on the road and not around here. We're going to definitely be... on the road right off the beginning of the year because we are going to the Boondoggle in Florida with an entourage of other fellow Virginia kayak anglers. And it looks like we're going to turn right around in 2 weeks after that and head down to the Everglades and fish in the kayak Adventure World Championship there with Woody and the gang from Native. So we're starting 2013 on the road, but that's very cool.
Now, I'm envisioning just like 15 or 20 or 30 cars and trucks loaded down with kayaks leaving Virginia Beach heading to Florida. Is that what we can expect on the highway?
For the Boondoggle?
Yes.
For the Boondoggle, there's a bunch of us going. I'm not sure about the adventure tournament. There's some of us going. At this point, it really looks like Mark and I are going. It appears we have everything set up. But I believe there's like 10, 12 of us going from Tidewater that we're staying together for the Boondoggle.
Are you taking like a giant bus and an RV? Is that what you're doing?
Some of us are taking cars. Tom Vanderheiden is graciously enough to take a truck with the trailer, so he's going to have most of our kayaks.
It's going to be hilarious.
If you get on the edge of 95 as we're going down, brother, just stick out an arm. We'll grab you and we'll just throw you in the back. And you keep on coming with us. It's probably
well. If you can call me on my outdated phone, I would like to be like over an overpass to get this on video as you go under, so we can track you, kind of like that big the great white shark. You know, we can track the double L all the way down. That would, like, you know, use your little apps or whatever so that people can track you the whole way.
Well, I'll see if Kayak Kevin's in there. Kayak Kevin still has his Spotify. Maybe we can borrow his Spotify there, and we'll depart the double L by the bay, and we'll let you know when we land. We'll land in the no motor zone in Florida. But yeah, so that's one of the things I hope to do more, is just to get out and travel, and not, you know, try to do a little more fishing around, fishing related. I mean, of course, we all have a lot of other goals and aspirations for the upcoming year, but definitely on the fishing scene, because this is a fishing show, so that's what we're going to talk about.
Do you guys ever, like the TKAA, do you guys ever do any, like, trips out to California to the, you know, like the mothership offshore, or I'd like to do that. And I've always, I don't know really how to start the process. Do you know anything about that?
Nobody. I don't know of anybody. I know of some people locally who have done that. I personally have not done that. And actually, there's always talk, people chatter about it around here, like we're going to do it, they're going to do it, and then it never happens. But I do know a couple of different anglers here that have done it. Eric Burnley, for one, and a group of them have went out after tuna on the mothershipping trips. I guess, it's a mothership trip. It's not the same. I mean, they put the regular charter boat out and threw their kayaks in the water and then did their thing. But it's a good little trip from here to get to that warm water from the Virginia Beach side to get out to the Gulf.
Yeah.
It's up to about 2-3 hour boat ride, let alone the kayak. It's not like that in California where you go right offshore into the kelp beds or whatever and then be able to fish that quick. But, yeah, I don't know. Honestly, personally, to me, it doesn't excite me too much. I don't know about what, driving out in a boat. I mean, it'd be cool to do maybe like that in that California scene, but here, do a trip like that to drive out in a boat and go through all that with the kayak.
I would like to do it, like you say, I'd like to do it off the coast of Florida or California where you could actually paddle it out. That way, you know, I would like to do it that way.
Yeah,
I didn't know if you guys had a program or anything set up for you know, you'd probably get a better deal if you could get, you know, 5 or 10 people to do it. So I wanted to know where I could sign up.
It's hard enough for most of us to leave the state of Virginia, let alone go all the way to California.
Well, how's the fishing up there now? What are you guys catching now?
Fish.
That's good. A little segue. Fish, yeah. Actually, that's what I was going to do in my fishing reports here soon. Was it's getting better in some regard as far as the stripers are concerned. Not over there for the cow stripers yet. It's kind of still, I don't know, Kevin's in the chat room, so maybe he can chime in from this week. They're not crazy. There is still big fish being caught, but I have noticed and saw a lot more bay fish, if you will, being caught around the bridges closer on this side, on the western side of the bay, and even up as far as Reedville, which I know means nothing to you, Mr. Patterson, but further north and west in the bay, they're catching big rockfish up that way. So there's a lot of different theories on where those fish are coming from. Some of them come down from New York and New Jersey. They hook the corner in Delaware Bay, and then believe it or not, there's a little, we'll call it a river, that they're traveling across and getting into the northern bay there and then traveling down. There's still big fish that live year-round up north.
Mark, did you see what Kevin just wrote that Chris's bait and tackle weighed in over a dozen 50-pounders this week.
There you go. A dozen 50-pounders weighed in this week at Chris's bait and tackle. So there's been some. We had quite a few good fish weighed in at the tackle shop last day that I worked. Friday? I don't know what day I worked anyway. We had a few come in that day. A lot of nice trout still being caught in the Elizabeth River. Really nice.
Very
trout.
Very nice. Paper trout.
Nice trout in the Elizabeth River. That's pretty much it. I haven't seen much for tog. I know they're still out there, and the water temperatures are still decent, but like I've always said, when those big rockfish show up, everybody kind of slows down on everything but big striper. But, yeah, there's a lot, you know, the other thing is there's a 3 or 4 tournaments every weekend this time of the year, Mark. I know you're not familiar up here, but last Friday they said you could have walked from the concrete chips basically all the way up to Plantation Light and Cabbage Patch and never got your feet wet, just going from boat to boat, bow to bow. So it gets kind of hectic out there in the day this time of year with all the striper tournaments. So
no, I don't need that.
Yeah, that's the good and the bad and the ugly of it all. So hopefully the weather kind of stays the way it is, and they'll still be around here in another week and a half because then the bay season closes. So those big fish will kind of be given a little bit of a rest from all the boaters, because most people who spend all the money, time, gas, and energy to take a big boat out in the bay for a striper aren't going to do it if they can't keep something, unfortunately, as bad as that sounds. So for those of us in the kayaks who don't want to keep a big striper but would like to get into them, and if the bite turns on really good over there, and you kind of have your own little private Idaho out there, you straggler boat that just want, excuse me, the paper, you know, the paperwork to get a release citation.
Can I push a button now?
So. Oh, you could have pushed a button a long time ago. I didn't know where you were.
The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Okay, carry on.
Well, that's not me, because I'm squeaky clean at this
point. Oh, yeah.
We need to find the, heard it through the grapevine with the Ravens commercial.
Actually, maybe we should play this one, Mark. Here we go. First special request.
Oh, snap. Tommy Tighead, this one's for you.
But Lena likes it too. Now throw in some tickle me tackle.
Oh, man. Wow, chicky, wow, wow. And that's what makes this show so much fun. That's it right there.
That's it.
It's funny how people get excited about some of the craziest things.
Melita just said that will be the Tickle Me Tackle theme song.
Love it, Chris. Hey, you're getting all the props on your music there. So. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'm laughing along. It's the end of the year show. Let it rip. Well, don't say that.
No.
Let it rip.
If you don't mind, one more fish-related question.
No, go ahead.
Just one more fish-related question. For those of us who come up there to do the striper fishing at the ships, the eels that we buy, right? What's the best way to keep those guys?
Back to you.
And always, because they're like little boar constrictors. I mean, they're frighten us when you take them out of the tank, for one thing.
When you grab
them by the head and they wrap up your forearm around the wrist, I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? This is a little intimidating. So,
first thing I want to know is, you don't use eels out there for like catfishing? You guys don't catch eels in pots and cut them up for catfishing?
I'm going to tell you the honest truth. Until that man reached in that tank and I looked over the side and saw those snakes in there, that's the first time I had ever seen a seal. Exactly right. I almost said, I'll pay you an extra $5. You go ahead and put it on the hook. And I'll leave it on until I get out there. What's the deal? How do you store those things? What do you do with those? Ours got out and got wrapped up under the springs in the seat. It was a bad day. So what do you
well,
think?
Well, you
got to
have some kind of container with a lid or at least tall enough that they can't crawl out.
We had a lid. It just wasn't like a freaking...
They opened it, right? Because you got the educated eels. They figured out how to open it up and they got out of containers. Only because I like you, Mark, there's a good North Carolina joke in there somewhere about how does a North Carolina guy store his deals. But I'm not going to go there.
Mark Patterson, I want you to know your man card has been revoked. Repeat, your man card has been revoked.
No, I manned up. I put the eel on. I handled it, but I was not happy about it. And I just want to know, I mean, would you wear gloves to grip them? Because
oh
they swam in.
No.
Oh,
a
my
towel,
God.
A towel. I mean, you're going to have to grab them with something, a towel. I mean, you don't have to, like, put a glove on because that glove is basically ruined after you got slimed one time by the eel. So just a towel. As far as storage and keeping them, look, this time of year with these temperatures, as long as you don't leave them out in direct sunlight, you can leave them in a bucket in your backyard in the shade. Throw a wet towel on top of them.
Mark,
go last week.
Go tell them what they did with an eel at...
I'm not going to put that on the air. I am not going there here. This is a kid's show, and I'm going to be... No. We'll
Mr.
tell you that
Patterson,
story later.
Mr. Patterson, Melina just volunteered to get you a pink Tickle Me Tackle t-shirt.
I would, that's an XL, baby. I appreciate it. That's fine. Wear it with pride. I'd bring it on. I would be glad to sport it. I just, like I say, it was just, I wasn't expecting that. I mean, honestly, you got to give me a little wiggle room, so to speak, on this. I mean,
No, you know what? I'm not going to let you slack off just because you're on our show tonight, but working in a tackle shop, and Kayak Kevin's in the chat room, we get every one of them. You're not the only person, especially a man in the group, that hasn't, you know, we get people that come in to buy them, men that come in, and we put them in the bucket, and you put it over the counter, and they kind of look back, and they're like, you know, they're trying to be cool about it, but Bob told them to come down to the tackle shop and get a dozen eels, so they went and did what they're supposed to, but I'm sure that person wasn't the first one on the boat to reach in and grab the eel either and put the hook on it, so you're not the only one, dude. But yeah, they're not going to bite you, they're not going to sting you, they're not electric eels, so you just got to suck it up, grab a towel, reach in the bucket, grab them, throw the hook under his chin, through his face, and slip them in the water as quick as you can so he doesn't ball up on the line. It's a basic down and dirty of dealing with the eels, so that's all there is to it. But I'm going to tell a real quick story. I want to tell my funny eel story real quick because I don't think I've told anybody here. Years ago when I was still in the Marine Corps, there was a place out in Sandbridge by Blue Peach that you could rent. Now, this is kind of telling my age maybe. Rent wooden rowboats, and you could fish in Back Bay. And a buddy of mine, Dean Stockwell, and I, we would go out there and go freshwater, whatever, fishing. Not that I did it very often. But anyway, long story short is he got an eel on his line. He brought it up in the boat. Now, Dean Remont, let you guys know about him. He was a Marine. If you looked up Marine in the dictionary, Dean's picture could have been there. He was hardcore, gung-ho, jarhead to the limit. He got that eel in the boat, and he was trying to take it off the hook. And at the same time, that eel slithered up his arm and started, like, S-curving up his arm. That dude screamed like a woman. Remember, we're in a little wooden rowboat. He ran from one end of the boat to the other, flailing that arm up and down, trying to swing that eel off of him. All I could do was just belly roll, laugh on the boat. I was hysterical. I didn't stop to help him. I just kept laughing. It was so funny. He finally got the eel off the boat, off his arm, excuse me, and out of the boat. He's like, "What the heck are you laughing at?" Those weren't the words he used. And I said, "Dude, you went from jarhead to woman in like 0.2 seconds. I said, "That was the funniest thing I had ever seen in my life." So it was pretty good. I guess one of those stories you had to be there. But to watch him, I can still see him this day with that arm just swinging it around trying to get that eel off. So it was pretty good.
Well,
but anyway.
That makes me feel much more manly, and I appreciate that because I did not go that far. But I must say, when I grabbed it and it wrapped up around my forearm, I thought, I've got to be missing some technique or something here.
Right, you got to get a firm grip on them with, like I said, a towel and go ahead and hook in them and get them in the water quickly.
But I will say this, can you just buy one? Because that's all I needed. I mean,
that's how we sell them, buy a piece. So, yeah, you come in the tackle shop and you ask for one eel, bring your little baby food jar container, and we'll wind them all up in the baby food jar container, put some holes in the lid for you, and we'll send you out the door. How about that?
I will gladly pay for that. Thank you.
But that's all you need is one eel. I mean, I guess you could say you need two because you're allowed two fish. So if you can pull it off getting two with one eel, you're doing good. But if not.
No. So. Once I caught one, I'm going back in because it's too cold.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Now, while we're on the eel thing, how do they catch them all like that? Or they just use, like, nets for that? It's like a school of eels?
They're like pots. Yeah, they're pots, eel pots. They have, like, the kind of, like, same thing as the crab pot. Kind of, they come in, but they can't go out. I mean, a lot of places have their farm-raised eels, too. If you go to buy your eels at a tackle shop and all of them are exactly the same, like, cookie-cutter, and they're a farm-raised, they have actually places that grow them, but otherwise, no, they put eel pods out.
So they actually have eel farms. I could take a tour of an eel farm.
Yeah, we used to get them from a lady down in, actually, she was in Knott's Island, I believe it was. Yeah, that was the thing. Every one of the eels was exactly the same. I mean, they were the same year class. It's like when the river gets stocked with trout, every one of them look exactly the same. You know, just like, you know, if you wanted a bigger eel, you're not going to get it. You're going to get one size eel, and that's it.
Now, do you ever use anything else but eels?
Well, that's a time of the year thing, and it's a location thing. I mean, it's there's a lot of things you can use, and you can still go out there. But, I mean, at the ships and over there this time of year, that's, you know, like the fly fishing, you know, match the hatch, give them what they want. That's what they're eating. That's what they're feeding. Somebody said something the other day at the shop about, you know, they cut open a belly of one of the stripers they cleaned, and it was full of eels. So it kind of makes sense. I mean, you know, striper, sometimes they'll eat anything. I've always said if you can figure out a way to keep a treble hook and a brick and the stripers are feeding, you can probably catch one because they don't have, you know, they're just trying to eat. So, but at the same time, the eels are what's working and that's what's going on. And it's the easiest thing in that type of scenario, especially at the ships, if you're actually fishing on the ships, to be able to sit there with that live eel. There's nothing else live you're going to be able to really do this time of year. Maybe if you could get some bunker, but trying to keep bunker alive is a headache in itself, let alone trying to keep it alive long enough to sit out there on the ships. But, you know, there's always,
right.
I mean, we've caught them, you know, around the concrete ships. You know, you see a little bird pile go off or something and cast, you know, a big storm lure or a big plastic with a jig head in it. You can catch them that way. But as far as, you know, trolling around, slow trolling, or just sitting there jigging the live bait at the ships, then, yeah, definitely the eel's what it is. And it's pretty easy, I mean, except for once you get over that initial hooking up and learning how to do that. I mean, easy, I mean, as far as you don't got to have a bunch of gear. You don't have to bring a bunch of tackle out there. If you're going to go eel, bring your eel rigs, bring your eels and your rods and reels, and you're done. You don't have to have your crate full of soft plastic, hard baits, jig heads, and all the other things that you would for a normal, maybe, you know, speckled trout and red drum fishing day. You know, you just need the necessities that, and then you go and do your thing. So,
well, I know that a lot of our guys are very, very, very interested and have went up recently. And I suggested, you know, trying to tell a kayak angler to do anything is difficult. But I've suggested that they, you know, got in touch with Kevin and, you know, either chartered him or whatever, you know, how you know, go through his how-to, watch his videos, all that sort of stuff first. Before you spend the time and the money and battle the eel, you know, at least know, have some basic knowledge of rigs and, you know, all of those things. And is it predominantly also a nighttime fishery only? I mean, is it 90% of the fish caught after dark?
It's better. I mean, it can be better and more productive at night. It's more of a, there's a lot of factors in. You have to go on the podcast and download the Double L episode where Kayak Kevin called in, and we talked about that. But, no, there's a lot of things with current, water conditions, water temperature. It's not just night. Nighttime is a little better. And one of the things with nighttime is, and I've used this analogy in the tackle shop a lot, is when the sun comes up, the stripers go down. When the sun goes down, the stripers come up. Stripers are very skittish fish. That's why usually – back in my boat days, or anybody who boat fishes for stripers will know, the worse the conditions can be for you for striper fishing is usually the better days on the water striper fishing. If the seas are kind of rough, it's overcast, cloudy, maybe even a little rainy, just a crappy day, sometimes your better striper days, because the water's so turbulent, the water's all messed up, stripers are kind of at a better ambush strategy then, because they can't be seen. They don't want to be seen either. They don't want to be seen because they're also prey. They're prey to, you know, big gulls. I mean, especially the schoolie stripers, birds, and other, you know, other species out there that might eat them. I was joking with somebody the other day. I was saying the striper season's been so slow here because they're all afraid to come down here, because last year they got their butts handed to them by the bluefin tuna that were feeding on them a mile off the beach here. So maybe the stripers
right.
Bark this year and they pass us by. But, yeah, so, you know, when it's nighttime, they feel they're more comfortable because they know that they can't be seen as well. So it makes it easier for them. Just like snook's a good example down in Florida. You know, a lot of guys do a lot better with snook at nighttime. Snook are the same way. They like to hide out in the shadows in the dark and ambush their food. Well, striper are a lot the same way, I think, in that regards. So nighttime can be better. It is good, but doesn't always necessarily have to be. There's a lot of, like I said, other factors that go into it with the current and things like that. So, yeah.
Hey, honey, one of our Floridian people asked, how much does a dozen eel go for up here?
$2 a piece, not $20 for a dozen, but $24. I only say that because I had a guy get mad at me in the shop the other day because I wouldn't cut him a deal when he bought a dozen. I said, $2 a piece, whether you buy one or you buy 1,000. He was grumbling at me. I said, I can put them back in the tank just as easily as I took them out. No, I'll take them. I'm already here. I'm like, oh, yeah, because the guy down the street wants $2.50 for them. So go ahead and leave here, Matt, because you're just going to pay 50 cents a piece more. So see ya. But, yeah, they're $2 each.
And well worth it, I might add.
Yeah, look at all the entertainment you got out of that $2, Mark.
Hit that button again. That's Patterson's button from here on out.
Well, as wonderful as it's been with you today, it's time for me to dry off. And what I mean,
Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. We'll see you. What is that? When am I coming down? February?
I think it is February the 11th through the 13th or something like that.
It's on the calendar. Yeah. So.
It's the weekend before the boondoggle, honey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Man. February and March is going to be busy. Very cool. All right, Mark, well, you take care.
Honey Mark is
checking out. Honey Mark has left the building.
Goodbye.
All right, we'll see you later, Mark.
Bye-bye, dear.
All right. See you, buddy.
Hey, honey, you want to talk about some of the cool guests that we had on this year?
Yeah, we've had a lot of cool guests, haven't we? You're going to have to help me because I know in 52 weeks of doing this show, I'm going to miss somebody. I think probably our two most successful nights for listeners had to be when we had Luther on here. When you say, I think that one night we had pegged it at over 50-some with Luther. We had Luther on twice. We've had Uncle Woody, as he's affectionately known here at our house. Woody's been on a couple times, which was really cool. He got to come on the first time to talk about the Slayer right when it got unveiled at the OR show. And we just had Woody on last week for the championship tournament that they're going to be holding.
Which looks like Everglades. Is going to be fishing.
Mm-hmm. Woody with the slow draw. Yes, Polita. That was Woody with the slow draw. And then let's see. Who else do we have?
We had Joe on. We had Wicked Pizza Kayak Fishing Services. Actually,
we had First Landings Competition was on not too long ago. He called in. I think you called him, actually, and put him on the spot. We've had Kayak Kevin quite a few times and Lee. And oh, boy, who else do we have? We had the gang from Lynn Haven River Now with Helen, Joe, and all of them called in one night and gave us a lot of good insight of the good things going on over there at Lynn Haven River.
Tom Hunterheiden with Tidewater Howe.
See, look at Tom also mentioned himself in that. Very good. Yes, Tom, we did have you on the show. I said I'm going to forget somebody. We've had the Choi man on here. We had Choi when we got to congratulate him on being picked up by Ocean Kayak. We've had, who else have we had? Gosh, we've had a lot of great people on here. I'm trying to think.
Gator
we did
Dave.
A live show.
We had Gator Dave on.
We did have Gator Dave on. We did a live show from Appomattox River Company one night. Maybe this year we'll be able to do a few more live shows or recordings once Chip helps me figure out how to do all of that stuff. Lozier versus Mancini, UFC live at OE2.
I'd pay for that. Only if you wear spandex.
Yeah, well, There ain't nobody showing up if I'm running around the cage with spandex on. We have Marty Mood on here. Marty Mood,
yes.
He won the Hobie World Championships this year. We had Marty on earlier this year, though. Yeah, we've had a lot of... I know I'm missing some people, but it's been a great
Juan,
year. We've had a lot
of people. Juan on. Remember, everybody loved Juan, if for nothing else, because of his voice.
Oh, we had the voice from the Hobie World Angler, the Sailboat World... what do you call them, guys? Somebody help me. The Catamaran Hobie guys that fish offshore.
30 miles out.
And we had 30 miles out. Yep, we had. Gosh, what the heck was those guys? What is that adventure? The Hobie Adventure.
Ed Efren.
Yeah, Efren and gosh, I'm going on a blank. Kevin knows all
Venture
about
Island
about
guys. Chip just said.
Yeah, there he is. Venture Island. Yeah, we had some great people. Sorry, I can't remember all your names, but we really appreciate you. No, we do though. We've had some great people. We had Jeff Whittle was on here. So many I can't even remember. What about the ladies' night? We did the ladies' night. That was right in the beginning of our one of our first shows we hosted. We had Dee Kaminsky on here. We had you. Who else do we have? Man, we had that's a pretty good. I had like five women online talking.
The lady from Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm really. I
we can have
now.
We do the ladies'
how
night.
How great everybody was, but we can't remember any of their names. So
we'll do a ladies'
we'll
night, and
through.
We're going to have to invite Melita. Melita is going to have to come live on the show next year. Melita, you want to come on and do a ladies' night with us, talking about ladies and kayak fishing? We can.
The owner of Tickle Me Tackle will be
and
on.
And we can talk about the Boat Girl Cup.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. That might be the night that you can do your own show.
Andy just said Joe can join us.
Okay.
Nathan Raker.
Like a beacon.
Said, yeah.
Did Andy put up that video? Andy, did you put up the video for me? That's all
yeah,
I've
he
asked
did.
You to do.
Did he?
I've been trying to stay away from. Look, everybody's saying Melita, Melita.
Yeah,
well, we'll do that. We'll put
from
it on
Melita.
The
tickle, tickle, tickle. Oh, you guys are funny. I will need a buzzer. We can't. Don't make us edit no show up until this point. We have never. Actually, have we ever edited? And did we have to edit anybody? No.
See, there's deep sides to that question. Did we or should we?
We probably let some go. You know who I really want
I don't think there was anything.
On that woman's show, Jean. I really would like to have Jean on.
Well, there you go, Jean McElroy. So we'll work on that. And that's something we put up to all of our listeners last year, and we had a lot of good results with it, and we'd always think that again. If you guys like to hear from somebody, like to have some certain guests on here, now within reason, I mean, we're not going to try to get Lindsay Lohan on here or anything like that, but fishing related. Doesn't have to be kayak related, but am I echoing?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, if you guys ever want
to
hear from somebody.
Who had the most red cards? Ooh.
Matal.
Yeah, I think Matal. Single-handed.
Hey, if we're gonna break bad on the whole year, I think you had one pretty good one night too, honey.
I don't know what you're talking about, Willis.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Chris had her own red card.
No, I didn't. Nobody remembers that.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
Nobody remembers what I said. That's long.
Oh, I bet you everybody did. Yeah, we can dig through the archives, Melita. I'll have to see if we can get.
No.
I don't remember what show that was. It'd be too hard to listen to 52 shows.
They don't even remember what word I said.
Yeah, make it happen. Look, now everybody wants to see the dirt. What Chris said.
All these stars.
Where's
all
your
these
friends?
Showing up.
There's all your friends. I remember exactly everything that was said. I remember the reason why you said it. Yeah, the Boondoggle is a live show. Why don't you hit that Boondoggle button there, Chris? In case we got 2 weeks, we won't be hitting any buttons unless you just come on and do your own.
Okay,
nah,
here we go.
Boondoggle, Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Yeah, that's right. And it's coming up quick now. It seems like when they announced it at the last Boondoggle, February, that's a ways off.
Yeah, Nathan, are you coming? He just put up, that's what I'm talking about, Boondoggle in Titusville. Nathan, are you fishing either the Boondoggle or the championship? The, what is that? It's such a long word. The adventure.
Who are you at?
That's what I'm, Nathan Raycroft just put Boondoggle in Titusville.
There was Nathan Raycroft.
He's in the chat room.
Daniel.
No, Nathan Raycroft.
Nathan's in the house?
Yes.
There he is. Oh, it's him. He is doing the adventure world, he said. Oh, I didn't see you here. Come on, Mark. I didn't see your name. Nathan, I try not to watch this chat room because sometimes I can't keep up. Plus, I get kind of sidetracked if I watch it. See? Just like that. 1 minute we were talking about fishing, next thing you know, now some other words are on the screen. So you can't think of the city. Anyway, so you know, we have had a great year, and we thank everybody here for making it what it is. It's been a lot of fun. It's exciting. I was saying a while ago, if you guys want to hear from anybody, make sure you let us know. That worked out pretty well. I think we covered the bases. We had Chad Hoover on here a couple times, which Chad's got a very cool new Ustream show going out there, so anybody who's interested in rigging kayaks is going to be rigging kayaks on his Ustream shows through kayak through his KFR and Hook One site. So you guys might want to go check that out if you're thinking of drilling holes in your boat. But let Chad drill the holes first and see how it's done before you go and ruin your plastic boats. But yeah, it's been pretty cool. I've watched a couple of them. But he'll be here. Well, he's coming to the Boondoggle, I think Chad is. So
I believe he's committed to coming. He said yes, so.
That'll be fun to have. Chad's got a big tournament coming up in March. There's a lot of stuff coming up next year. Like, we're going to have to cut ourselves in little pieces and throw it all around. There's going to be a lot going on. Melita says her 2013 resolution is to tickle more tackle.
My resolution for 2013 is real simple. Fish more.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that.
I really would like to fish more. Although I would say probably I fished quite a bit this year, more than I did the year before. So I guess we're going to have to up it. Going to Texas.
I said we're starting our year off. Right?
Red card. Red card in the chat room. I can't believe I just read that out loud.
I'm glad. But anyway.
Why is Andy saying you better? I got nothing to do with how I fish and how much I fish with you, Andy. You know,
He's saying the red card. He was telling you to throw the red card because Andy's holding a strong second probably in red card.
The troops monthly. Yeah, maybe this should be a great opportunity to really give a shout out to everybody at how Mark and my all-time favorite charity to help do with whatever. I would like to give a shout out to all the Howl people, everybody that helps with Howl, volunteers with Howl, donates their time to Howl. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I don't know if I got anything else, local. Fishing, we covered that because we helped old Mr. Patterson out there. I think we got the fishing report down. I do have to mention Mr. Philip Rucker did send in his weekly report on time, as always. Basically, Philip's report read like this, and I don't know how you're looking at it. Things pretty much stayed the same from last week. So, redfish and trout in the coast, bass in the freshwater. He also did want me to mention to you guys, anybody in the Greensboro neck of the woods, and I don't know what the delivery is, but he said up till December 19th, there's the shipping. I think he said shipping was free. Don't quote me on that. Don't shoot me. And they're having a big tackle sale there at the store up for 50% off on rods, reels, tackle. And I do know that they carry TFO rods the Howe edition there, so I'm not sure how much they may be or may not be on sale, but if you're in the Greensboro area or we'll be running by there, you might want to check that out. So, very cool. 50% off is at Get Outdoors. You can shop online, too, at getoutdoors.com. And like I said, I think they have some big deal going on until the 19th for shipping, too. So Get Outdoors, Andy, North Carolina. But they have online. You can shop there. So.
And again, let me say, if you didn't hear Mark say it, they do carry the Howe fishing rod. So if you were ever thinking about, you know, the Howe rod at 50% off,
up to, don't quote us, everybody be sending us heat mail, but big sale. Okay, I don't know if the Howe ones are up to 50%, though it said, so it wasn't real specific. So, what else we got? What else did I miss, Chris?
I don't know. We really should like to thank, we should thank everybody that made this possible. We're somewhat speechless here at times that you guys continue to listen to us babble, sometimes talk about serious stuff and listen to me push buttons. But thank you guys. We really, really appreciate it. We wouldn't be here without you guys and 10,000 listeners downloads. That's absolutely incredible. We would have never believed this would be possible. So thank you to everybody that tunes in and downloads our show every week. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, Chip took a chance on us almost a year to date, and we've had a lot of fun with it. We hope to continue that in 2013, and don't forget to tune in to all the other weekly, nightly hosts. Tomorrow is the Mid-Atlantic show, and then Thursday night, the Godfather himself, who's in the chat room tonight, Chip Gibson, and we bring it back around on Christmas Eve. Chuck said he was going to do a show. If you guys aren't busy, you can tune in to Chuck on Monday night. And I guess this is the last time we're going to talk to everybody, so I hope everybody has a
and just
very
to
merry
those
Christmas.
That want to know, Nathan just posted the TFO Howe Rods at Get Outdoors are 50% off.
Well, there you go. I guess everybody's going to start leaving the show now. Thanks, Nathan. That's the way to clear the room. No, I'm just joking. I'll give your support. So there you go. Locally, I know they carry them at Wild River, too. Joe put that up in the chat room. Corey got them in the store over there at Wild River Outfitters. So.
Andy just said, I wish we could do a guest show. Actually, Andy, we have, and we always invite any of you guys to call in anytime. So if anybody doesn't have the number and would like the number, hey, hit us up.
That's
you know where to find room. Us.
Yep. Write it down. Put it in your speed dial so you can always call in from wherever you're at. Don't forget to download the app, too, if you don't have it already.
The guest call-in number for every week is 714-816-4727.
There you go. All right. Well, let's let these people get on to their Tuesday night. I know we've said it a lot, but again, thank you, everyone. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. We won't be here next week. New Year's Eve, we're going to rerun our very first show, and then let's see what happens after that. So we're going to let it roll. Again, y'all take care. Be safe. Get out there. Catch some fish. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. Keep it up. All right, Chris, hit some buttons, do your thing, get us out of here.
Remember, safety, 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 particularly this time of year, it's getting colder. Make sure you tell somebody your plan, have the right gear, be safe out there. I guess this would be an appropriate time to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next year. Remember, take your children fishing. They're our next generation angler. Good night, everybody, and Happy New Year, too. Oops, can't find a button. Where's my button?
I have a couple.
I got it.
Good night.
Good night.